Power Friday, and with so much going on, I decided that I would go ahead and do something a little different today. Encourage us to challenge some of what's going on in the nation, and particularly within our own hearts and minds. You know, there are a lot of people who are really just doing an outstanding job of looking at what's going on and saying, hey, you know what? This is wrong. When we see people who are just doing things that are obviously wrong, to say the least. We do have a lot of people who are saying, you know what? This is wrong. Like the shooting, the law enforcement officer who, without justification, without provocation whatsoever, shot an unarmed, non-threatening citizen of the United States of America. And unfortunately, the police department is circling the wagons. Rather than just come out and just say point blank, he shot an unarmed man without justification. Just say what it is. They're circling the wagons and they're making excuses. They're trying to protect him. On this program, we're going to continue to have conversations that are intended to perk us up, to give us hope, to bring smiles to our hearts and our faces, to help lighten the mood from time to time, while at the same time still building us up. But we would be, I think, doing ourselves a disservice if we tried to bury our heads in the sand so that we could ignore or dismiss the darkness, the ugliness that is so much a part of American life. Actually, so much of global life, but we're going to focus on America for now. So I'm just encouraging you, hey, look, let's think through this together. Let's feel through this together. Let's come up with ways to deal with the issue. You know, sometimes we know that there's a problem. And, you know, there can be a progression. Sometimes there's a problem there, and very often people will just deny that there's a problem. They know it's there and deny it. Think about the frustration that people experience when they have a loved one who's an alcoholic, or someone who's a family member who's addicted to some other drug. And it is obvious the problems that that person's addiction is causing, the problems that that person is causing because of their addiction. It's obvious. Those problems are obvious. But they deny, they deny, they deny, they deny. And part of the reason that their loved ones become so frustrated is because they're denying the obvious, and that in and of itself is frustrating. But another reason, another part of the reason that that person's, that addict's loved ones are frustrated is because they know that as long as the addicted family member continues to deny the problems will not be resolved. There's no way a problem that does not exist can be resolved. That's impossible. And so even though the family members know the problems are real, they're also aware of the fact that the addicted family member is treating the problems as though they're not real. And for that reason, the addicted person will not work on the problems. And so the problems will just go on and on and on and on. The problems will persist because the addict will continue to persist in the behaviors that give rise to the problems. We can't bury our heads in the sand and just try to dismiss. Well, we shouldn't just bury our heads in the sand and pretend that we're not aware of these problems that are so obvious. The police department should just be forthright. The leaders should just be people of integrity and just admit the obvious. There was a man who was unarmed, completely non-threatening, in complete compliance with what the police officers were telling him, instructing him to do. And neither he nor the other man that he was there with posed any threat to anyone. And for that reason, no shots should have been fired. No type of aggressive behavior should have been instigated. None whatsoever. There was no need to handcuff anyone. We had a professional who was working to get his patient back to the patient's facilities, residence, residential facility, treatment facility. If anything, the policeman should have just simply made sure that the traffic was routed around them, away from them, so that they didn't get hurt. They should have accommodated that professional in doing his job. They shouldn't have even tried to take the patient to jail. He was autistic. That's some of the people who have mental health issues, including autism, can sometimes be difficult to work with. Now, I know that a lot of you are thinking, well, yeah, so that's the reason that more and more policemen need to be trained in some of these mental health issues, and they need to be trained in de-escalating situations. That wouldn't hurt anything, but this is what you need to keep in mind. That specialized training was not necessary in this case. The person who needed to know about autism was there, the behavioral therapist. He knew about autism, and he knew about that specific patient. So the person who needed the training was there. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is this. Training or lack thereof is not the big problem. The biggest problem with all of this brutality that's taking place. Our God has made it clear that murders and all kinds of evils come from the heart. They're caused by what's going on in the hearts of these people. They're not caused by lack of training. It's caused by what's going on in the hearts and the minds of these people who are committing the brutality, who are killing, who are shooting for no reason, choking for no reason, breaking spines for no reason. It's not a matter of training. That's not a matter of learning to de-escalate. In this case, there was no need for de-escalation because, at least not on the part of the professional and the patient that the professional was working with, because neither of them was escalated. The only person who was truly escalated and needed to be de-escalated was the police officer who fired an unnecessary shot. And ladies and gentlemen, again, especially those of us who carry ourselves, who portray ourselves as being people of integrity, people who have virtue, people who have value. How about family values? How many of you who love to talk about family values have your hearts going out just as much to these families of color whose loved ones are being brutalized for no reason, just as much as your hearts go out to the families of these police officers who should not have been shot?